بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. Continuing the points of benefit on Hajj, inshallah ta'ala, tonight we will talk about the defects in the sacrificial animal. Defects in the sacrificial animal. First, the things that renders the sacrificial animal unfit as a sacrifice. Unfit as a sacrifice. This came in the hadith of Al-Bara bin Azib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. In this hadith, he said that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam stood up amongst us and said, أَرْبَعٌ لَا تَجُوزُ فِي الْأَضَاحِي. Four types of sacrificial animals which are not permitted as udhiyas, as offerings, and they are a one-eyed animal. First is a one-eyed animal which has obviously lost the sight of one eye. A one-eyed animal which has obviously lost the sight of one eye. So he said, أَرْبَعٌ لَا تَجُوزُ فِي الضَّحَايَا. There are four types of sacrificial animals which are not permitted. الْعَوْرَاءُ الْبَيِّنُ عَوَرُهَا. A one-eyed animal which has obviously lost the sight of one eye. وَالْمَرِيضَةُ الْبَيِّنُ مَرَضُهَا. And a sick animal which is obviously sick. A sick animal which is obviously sick. This is the second. وَالْعَرْجَاءُ الْبَيِّنُ ضَلَعُهَا. And an old animal, I'm sorry, a lame animal which obviously limps. A lame animal which obviously limps. This is the third one. And the fourth one, وَالْكَبِيرَةُ الَّتِي لَا تُنْقِي. And an old animal which has no marrow. And an old animal which has no marrow. And this hadith is reported by Ahmad and others, and At-Tirmidhi considered it as sahih, and Al-Shaykh Al-Albani also authenticated it. So let us take the first one, which is Al-Awra'u al-Bayyinu Awaruha. So the condition here, it is that it is one-eyed and that it must be obvious, and this means that it has a protrusion of the eye, or its eye is sinked in. This is what's obvious from having a one eye. It has a protrusion of the eye, or the eye is sinked in. So if it is actually one-eyed but not obvious, then it fits, then it's proper. So also we learn from this that the blind one is absolutely not fit as a sacrifice. The blind one is not fit as a sacrifice. Now, the second is al-arja'u al-bayyinu bala'uha, the lame animal, or the one-eyed animal. We took the sick animal, which is obviously sick. So the sickness must be obvious in the way it eats, in the way it walks and the like, and in the way it appears on its skin, like ulcers, wounds, or the like. Some of the animals may have some kind of light degree of scabies, but according to the correct opinion, this is not considered to be obvious. But other sickness, like for example obvious plague and the like, then this is considered as obvious sickness and not fit, even though she may be active, even though the animal may be active. So a clear, obvious sickness also could be a danger on man for eating it. Also, there may be situations where the animal may have a swollen belly, Imam Malik said this is not fit, and our Shaykh rahimahullah said this is the correct opinion because it's more dangerous than the sick animal. What about the pain of delivery? If the animal is in a pain in delivery, and if the situation gets complicated, then it is not fit because this may destroy the animal. Otherwise, if the delivery is normal, then there is no. Also, if an animal falls from a height and gets unconscious, so as long as it is unconscious, then it is not proper for a sacrifice. In this case, its sickness is clear. Then the third condition, state of deformity is a lame animal which obviously limps. What constitutes a clear or obvious limping is that it cannot walk with the rest that are healthy, except that it puts effort . However, if the animal limps and could walk with the rest of the animals, then it is fit. And concerning the animal that cannot walk, then the preponderating opinion that it is not fitting, as well as the one without a leg or limp, it does not satisfy as a sacrifice. The fourth type is العجفاء التي لا تنقي, or الكبيرة التي لا تنقي. the fourth one, the old animal which has no marrow. In this case, the marrow under this situation disappears, and what stays inside the bones is something reddish. And this may not be apparent, you know, until the person slaughters the animal, and it will then become obvious if it has no marrow. There, in this case, it is not proper as a sacrifice, and then he substitutes one instead. Now, if the spring arrives quickly and the sheep goes grazing from this during this time, in this case it becomes fat, and also its meat increases, though this may not have an influence on the bone marrow yet, because it takes time for this fat to change into a marrow. Would this then be sufficient? The ulama disagreed on this, and some of them said that it suffices as a sacrifice, because the Prophet ﷺ described it as the ajma kabira and having no marrow. And now in this case it's not old, rather it is, you know, built and gained fat, but not, the fat did not penetrate now, it changed in the bones into marrow, so therefore it does not carry the description as ajfa, old. And they concluded that in this case therefore it is fit. And so normally this applies to the old one, this deformity of the old one which does not have a bone marrow. This is not fit as a sacrificial animal, and it is normally thin, its build up is thin. And the other opinion is that even if it gains weight and fat and still no bone developed, no bone marrow developed, then the other opinion is that it does not satisfy as a sacrificial animal. So therefore one should wait until the marrow develops, give some time, and then it becomes able to walk like the rest of the animals. In this case, it will be fitting. These are the four defects that came in the hadith of Al-Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There are other defects which would not hinder the animal being fit as a sacrifice, but rather entails it being disliked. Like a broken horn, a cut ear or lacerated, and from that also the sickness which is not clear or obvious, one-eyed, which is not obvious, and the limping, which is not obvious. The ear, if it is cut in part or totally, then it suffices or satisfies as a sacrificial animal, yet it is disliked. However, a sheep born without horns is not considered defective, but it's better to slaughter that with horns. Similarly, under this category is the animal with a tail cut, like with a goat, cow, or camel. And as to the sheep without that, with a cut, with its fat tail, the fat bulky tail cut, some of the scholars said that it is not proper if half or more of this bulky fat tail of the sheep is cut. As to some sheep which may not have this fat bulky tail, created without it, like the Australian, some of the Australian brands, Australian sheep, they have a tail like the tail of a cow. So the totally cut fat bulky tail is not sufficient, is not fit as a sacrifice. No. So therefore the defects can be divided into three. Therefore the defects can be divided into three types. The first type, which is stated in the Sunnah, that they are not fit and proper as sacrifice. They don't satisfy as a sacrifice. And there are four, the types which we mentioned earlier, the one-eyed, the sick, the limp, and the weak and old without a bone marrow. There is textual proof for them. Also equivalent to that is that which is of the same degree or even greater in defect. The second type is where there is a prohibition, but it is disliked and it is sufficient. This includes that which may have an ear cut or horn cut, and some of the types we mentioned. And there are defects which there is no prohibition concerning them. However, they contradict the perfect health, then there is no effect to that. And in this case, the udhiyah is not considered as disliked nor haram. Like, for example, one which may have some broken teeth other than the certain teeth which exist in the foremost of the mouth, and the one with light limping. These are defects, but this does not prevent them as being fit. Also, this does not entail them to be disliked, because there is no dalil. Then there is no dalil for that. This brings the end of this discussion on the defects of the sacrificial animal, and inshallah ta'ala tomorrow we complete the subject as to what are the conditions for the slaughtering. the conditions for the slaughtering, meaning the person who slaughters the animal. There are conditions per training for the slaughtering, and these we will try to discuss inshallah tomorrow. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.